You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. We're in the middle of a sermon now. This is part 4 or 5. This was a 50-minute long sermon. Well, I tell you, I've been on a roll lately. I've been keeping the poor church members there for an hour and a half lately because these last couple sermons of mine have been really long. The Doctrine of Christ, we listened to that last week. And here this week, or actually the end of last week, and here Monday and tomorrow, is this sermon, If and Then. And I'd imagine if you trace the word if back in the Bible and look at where it begins, you could end up with a lot of material. And I've learned a lot through this, and I'm sharing it with you. And that is that other than one, all of the promises of God are conditional. We're in the New Testament here today, starting with the words, if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. Friends, your forgiveness from God is conditional on you forgiving others that have sinned against you. We also, here's another if and then. Woman that had been sick and had the flow of blood for years, she said about Jesus, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, then I'll be made well. You see, even your faith and God responding to your faith, it's conditional. If you've got the faith, then, oh man, sky's the limit for what you can do. And the way that God will bless you, God responds to your faith. We look at the Lord Jesus marveled at the great faith that he found in people he didn't expect it to be in. This is what we're looking at. The promises of God are conditional. You always find the word if all the way throughout, all the way from Genesis chapter 4, all the way through the whole Bible. God's promises are conditional. Here's the next part now of this if and then.
Jesus did. He watched people all day put money into the treasury. He singled out someone that put in 2 cents and said, she's put in more than everyone in the whole First Baptist. Try me now, he says. I say you should take him up on that. Okay. On to the New Testament. Number 5 on your handout. I think we've established quite a thing, haven't we, already this morning? The condition, promises of God are conditional. God wants to bless you, wants to do good things in your life. He doesn't ask a lot of you. He asks you to love him and do what he says in his word. Love what God loves. Hate what God hates. You'll be okay. Number 5 on the handout starts with, look at these 3 words. If you forgive. If you forgive men their trespasses, then, all right, then is implied, but it belongs right here. If you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if You do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Wow. Let's stop and look at all these New Testament conditional promises. If you and I forgive people who have offended us, then God will forgive our sins. My question is, how are you doing with that? Not good. That's fine. You're going to make it right before you leave today. You're going to have the opportunity to. You're not alone. We all wrestle with that. Should have sat in on that Sunday school class this morning. We're not all that different than Saul. Where Peter put his hand on a stack of Bibles and says, I've never heard of Jesus Christ. We're not all that different. Let me tell you something else. You're not all that far from Judas Iscariot either. There's a thin hair that separates every person in this church and Judas. If you forgive men their trespasses, then God will forgive you yours. Is there someone you have not forgiven yet? Has someone offended you and you're still holding on to it? God is saying his God's forgiveness of you is conditional on you forgiving the other person that's offended you. So many others we could read. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us. Matter of fact, I was looking that up. Every one of those verses begins with if. 1 John chapter 1. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. If we confess. It's all conditional promises. The Holy Spirit led John to write. John 15 is full of them too. Okay, next up. Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. This is the woman with the flow of blood for many years. She said, this is Matthew 9:21. She said to herself, if only I could touch his garment, then I'd be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well that very hour. You see, if and then extends to your faith as well. The woman said, if I could only, all I gotta do is touch his jacket, then I'll be made well. It's great faith. The same conditional promise extends to you as well. Church, if you have the faith, then through Jesus Christ, you can do all things. You can move mountains. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you have the faith, then God is your number one ally. When God is your number one ally, you come over here and I'll let you borrow this. This is a mighty weapon to wield. This is what you have when God is your number one ally. It's this. You can crown any demon with this. Any demon. Right? What shall we say to these things? Romans 8:37. How does it go? Right. And he also said, we are huper nikeos. He invented a new word to describe his position. The word means we are more than conquerors. That's what you get. You get this. Proverbially speaking, this is what I want all of you to have. This is what God wants you to have. This is my message to you today. If you have the faith, then through Christ, you can do all things. Following Christ, my friends, is conditional. Listen to this one. Matthew 16:24, number 7 on your handout. Jesus said to him, if anyone desires to come after me, that is Christ follower, Christian, if you desire to be known, at least as he reckons people, if you want to be known as a Christian, if anyone desires to come after me, then let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Friends, following Jesus Christ is conditional. I know this seems very difficult, this verse. Again, let's read it again. If anyone desires to come after me, then let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Three things. Deny yourself. That is, don't live for yourself, live for God. Philippians 2:2. It says, let each of us esteem others as better than ourselves. Let us not look after our own interests, but after the interests of others. Same chapter, verse 1. Deny yourself. Number 2, pick up your cross. I heard Billy Graham say before, this would be like carrying your very own electric chair with you. Can you imagine that? Your own electric chair strapped to the roof rack of your electric car. I know one in here has got an electric car. I don't know. I can't imagine that. Electric chair. What does he mean? He means die to your old self and live to God. Die to the things you used to do. Pick up your cross. The cross was your method of execution. You die to those old ways of life. Die of being a slave of sin is what he means. And be a slave of righteousness. That's my best way of explaining that. Sometimes I feel like Paul, not that I have already attained. Does anyone here other than me ever have a problem with that? All right, there's two. Thank God for that. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The third thing he said was follow me. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He that follows after me will not walk in darkness. That's the word of God. If and then, Jesus said, follow me. Treat others better than yourself. Carry your cross with you. And follow me. Follow me. Okay, now watch this. Let me throw in one of man's attempts at if and then. Ready for this? Poor Peter. Matthew 26:33. Peter says, even if all are made to stumble, I then will never stumble. You see? This doesn't work with man. Only with God. You can't do that.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.